Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the giddy graduate herself, Sandy Reavy.
You mean because I went to a graduation party?
True, yeah. It is episode 253, May 29th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have a short week, starting with Friday, June 2nd, Venus trine Neptune.
Share with others.
And Saturday, June 3rd, full moon at 13 degrees Sagittarius.
At a crossroads, take that leap.
And Sunday, June 4th, Mercury conjunct Uranus.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
Then in talisman times, there are none finished. However, one special upcoming to increase good spirit. And guess what? This is the talisman of the month. Then on the horizon, we're chatting about the June forecast and cheat sheet, as well as in our house, I have a special Gemini season meditation for you. So stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you, now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you the story of you, the story.
Hello, giddy graduate.
Giddy, yeah, giddy tired graduate attendee.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't graduate.
But I missed a graduation last weekend and everybody went to that. And then oddly, the graduation party was a week later. So it benefited me greatly because then I got to go to the party.
Exactly.
To a party, yeah. Versus the 3 to 4 hour graduation.
That is outside. Reading off the list of names. So, but no, those are always very special.
Yeah. And it was high school, but it's our last nephew niece that's graduated high school.
From high school, right. So very cool. Congratulations again, Kyle. Sky's the limit for you. So excited. Okay, so let's move into going direct. We have a really wonderful message sent in from Kathy Koenig. She is a caregiver and grief coach. And so I wanted to share what her thoughts and opinions were on her newest talisman. She says, a talisman for transformative times. I was feeling the tug of change in my life and had a general sense of the direction. The intention of the bracelet being created in Bali was perfectly timed. It also coincided with a national holiday in the country to support the intention. Receiving the bracelet and reading it was special and powerful. I've easily integrated the practice of speaking my intention daily. In alignment with the chart, I've been clear about what I'm releasing. New options are flowing in, life feels fresh and exciting, and the new phase of life is underway.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it.
We activate. I mean, we got back from Bali, 6 weeks ago? And mm-hmm. I didn't mail it till I got back, right? And we activated it not too long after. So she's working it. And, you know, we even saw that at Hay House when people were purchasing and I'd activate their talisman right on the spot. They'd go off into the crowd or do the next day and come back and go, oh my gosh, wait till you hear.
Energized. Yeah. I mean, it really was. It was kind of this sense of newness and excitement and anticipation and also gratitude. So love it when all of those emotions mix into that sense of newness, you know, like that new chapter where even the way that Kathy put it, life feels fresh and exciting. And the next phase of life is underway. You know, it's like kind of like you appreciate the past, but you look forward and you're like, I'm in a new chapter. This is a new sense of what I want to do.
Right. You know, I don't know if this is the proper place to say this, but, you know, very interesting that when you purchase a talisman and you know, it's not just a regular bracelet sitting on someone's, you know, my or someone's booth or website that is a thought. You know, these are not, you know, these are one of a kind and handmade at certain times. So there mm-hmm. is a value to that. And so it's kind of when you make this proposed commitment. Intention, right? Mm-hmm. it's a thought out intention that you've gained something that is valuable and that is recognized as not just another beaded bracelet, right? That it's a specific for something, and you own that energy now, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thanks, Kathy, for sending that in. We love to hear this feedback. We love that because not only is it inspiring for us, I'm sure it's inspiring for everyone listening. And Kathy, we wish you the best and keep us updated. We love to hear those stories and see how that storyline plays out.
Yeah.
So let's move into the transits. We have a very short week. It starts Friday, June 2nd, and that's Venus trine Neptune.
Share with others. There's reception here. And the reception is because Neptune is in Pisces and Venus is making the trine. Venus is exalted in Pisces. So that means that Venus is receiving Neptune into her exaltation. So use your talents. Really, use your interests, use your skills, use your blessings, use the things that you are good at to help others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way they're able to receive them and share their insights with you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So share air, right? Even though we're talking about water here, there's this emotional feeling of intuitively and empathetically and compassionately know who needs your help.
Right.
Yeah, it's cool. I like this aspect a lot. In fact, it's Susan Goodell's favorite day of the month.
Oh, cool. And so Saturday, June 3rd, the full moon at 13 degrees of Sagittarius, happening at 10:42 p.m. Central.
Yes. So this is Saturday night at Cross, and there's a full moon. So absolutely we'll be able to see this lumination. And I called it at the crossroads because it really is an opposition of details of Gemini. Sun is in Gemini and the moon is in Sagittarius. Now this happens, you know, once, sometimes twice a year, but this year we're going to get just, you know, one time in the Gemini and Sagittarius angle. And it's more about, do you want to go how far and high you want to go,
mm-hmm.
right? It's the Jupiterian, the Sagittarius, like expansion, moving, growing, believing in something massive, right? And the opposite is the Gemini with Mercury there going, let's figure this out before we take a leap. So that's why, you know, I want to call it in the crossroads,
mm-hmm.
The ruler of the moon, Jupiter rules Sagittarius, is sitting with the North Node. So this is why it's like, take a leap of faith.
Yes. So this is actually reminding me about a podcast that I was listening to about this gentleman had just written a book, and he was in charge or kind of leading an initiative for something that seemed impossible. It was all about, for really like directing a whole country's green efforts. And it seemed really daunting. And so the way that he approached this situation was doing a pre-mortem of like listing off all the things, all the fears that could possibly go wrong, and just mm-hmm. listing those out. And then using that as a way to plan ahead and say, you know, like, after you make that list, you're like, okay, if any of this happens, am I still willing to do what I want to do? Is that,
wow.
And then you plan accordingly. And he also gave an example of, there is a hospital in India that would help people. They would do eye surgery to help people that had blindness, but that the blindness was able to be cured through this surgery. Mm-hmm. And so he said that this ashram, they didn't charge anyone. You could pay $0 or you could pay up to, you know, $1,000, pretty much like donation based. And mm-hmm. so they did a pre-mortem of like all of the things that can go wrong. And the worst one was that somebody could die from getting an infection after the surgery. So that was their like precursor of, I'm making this decision and I'm going to focus on doing whatever I can not to give anyone any infections. That was their baseline. And so he found out through the statistics that this little hospital in India helped hundreds of thousands of people. And then their infection rates were significantly lower than some of the best ones in Europe that would charge so much money and had all of the resources and everything that they could imagine. And so basically what he was saying is, you do that, you plan ahead for what could go wrong, but you plan to kind of avoid that. Mm-hmm. But then also at the same time that you're writing that list of those, you know, things that can go wrong, you give a list of all the things that can go right. And you use that as your momentum and direction. Mm-hmm. So kind of that full moon energy that you were talking about is that we have to balance both, right? We can't just always have that Santa's list in our mind. We also have to, you know, have the realistic list of, you know, planning ahead of what could go wrong and what can I do preemptively to help those fears from becoming reality.
Yeah. And the where the sun is in Gemini, and that's what Mercury likes to do, is to, you know, think realistically and in order and using the mental mind, right? So really interesting. But in this full moon is square Saturn, right? So square Saturn, it's like, which way are you going to go, right? Are you going forward or are you going to go backward, right? Because you're at the crossroads, like feels like there's a fulcrum. But I want to comment on what you were saying about writing a list of things, you know, like these are the things that may come up, you know, like I'm going to start my own company, let's say, right? Mm-hmm, and oh my gosh, I'm in lack. I don't have enough money. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm going to fail. You know, I'm afraid I'm doing this wrong. So fear becomes a big name.
Right.
And if you had left it there, I once was studying with an astrologer who has since moved to Europe and we don't work together anymore, who always said, when you come up with something in your mind and it's negative, that thing already occurred. It already occurred. So it's in your rearview mirror going forward. So if you're writing this list, right, that you would say, oh my gosh, what if I fail? What if I don't have enough money? What if I'm unable to support myself? What if I have to move, you know, in with my parents? You know, all these things, those already crossed your mind. And so if you would get to that, like, oh my gosh, I'm fearful I might have to move in with my parents again, that it's like, walk around it. You've already thought of that. This is not a shock.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and that it's already occurred because you've already claimed it as a possibility. So,
right. And of course, you consciously made a decision to keep going, right? To say like, this is a possibility, but also all of the things that I could gain is like freedom, not only like financially, but also emotionally and with my time and the way that I could support others and build and make a difference in the world. You know, those could definitely outweigh that other list. So yeah, I love
that.
And
one again is Sagittarius and the other one is the minutiae, right? The weeds,
right?
The muck. The Gemini going, the doubt, you know, the self-talk.
Those thoughts.
Anyway, just really good. And, you know, when I was writing this, can I pause just for a second on the, or you want to continue on with the transits?
Up to you.
Let's continue on with the transits.
Okay, so let's move on. Sunday, June 4th, Mercury conjunct Uranus.
So here we are. Mercury is at 20 degrees of Taurus and making that a conjunction with Uranus. You know, Uranus is at 20 degrees of Taurus. And this is a quickening. Things are quick. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. It sounds like a one of those 1990 songs?
It kind of does.
But be inventive, be progressive, be erratic, be a little unusual, change of pace for sure, right? Mercury is about the young folks, the kind of elementary, the young people, and you know, it also means the students, right? Those that are learning. But there's this like, you know, like it could be nervousness, could be where the nerves get increased. Mm-hmm. But so you want to speed things up because that's what you're feeling. So now we're going to be aware of our speed, right? Because mm-hmm. For sure, it's the sun in the full moon just the day before. So the sun in Gemini, ruled by Mercury, Mercury making a conjunction to Uranus, can feel like that personality needs to move about, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's just a quickening and a speeding of coming up with some really, and this is a Sunday, coming up with some really good ideas that you don't want to pass up.
Yes.
So and this is the last aspect. We only have three of these three aspects this week. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and if you had caught, if anybody is interested in listening to our June
forecast
ahead, we do it on Patreon with our friend, my financial astrologer, Susan Goodell. And we call that Chatting with the Stars. So you can hop over to Patreon and mm-hmm. up Chatting with the Stars. And for $5, for sure, you can get some good information there.
Yeah.
And we have higher tiers. But here's what I want to say. So I was writing this, of course, last month for the cheat sheet. Oh, and you also, Patreon people, get cheat sheets.
Yes.
And I was writing for the cheat sheet, and I was here in Cincinnati, where I am again, watching my mom. I'm not watching her. She's 100% completely. I'm listening right now for her. Right. I'm listening. I'm not watching. But I was listening to the music. I said, oh, you know, Spotify, play me some music. And so as I was writing this whole month, a song would come on, and I'd ponder and look out the window and go, this song is exactly what I'm writing.
Cool.
I get to the next aspect, I'm like, this next song is exactly what I'm writing. So mm-hmm. I started to take note of that. And I mentioned it on the podcast, on the forecast ahead, but yes. I want to do it for this month. Right. Okay. I just want to do it like every week that we have a podcast. I just want to talk about that week's energy. So cool. Let me again. So on Friday, which is our first aspect, which is June 2nd, which you should already have this down in your notes because we've already talked about it here, is that Venus trine Neptune, right? Share with others, you know, who need your aid. You may not know that they need it. So follow through. And that coming on the radio, coming on my speaker was, I'll do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's like Andrea Triana. If your tears make a river of you, I'll hold back the tide. I'll do that for you. If your world is breaking in two, I'll carry the sky. I do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really liked that for this aspect that I was writing when it came on, about Venus trine Neptune, about helping others.
Right. Yeah, I like that a lot. Right? And those are beautiful lyrics.
Oh my God, I got to write this down. This is giving me chills.
Yeah, so it's cool.
I thought it was one and done. And so I get to the full moon, and of course this first one is still singing. So I get to the third one, which is Sunday the 4th, and it's the Mercury conjunct Uranus, you know, that quick thinking, come up with ideas, progressive, inventive, erratic, a little crazy, a little strange, like write them down, they're coming in fast kind of thing. Sade comes on and sings In Another Time, In Another Place. So that I felt really interesting about, you know, what ifs. Right? What if in another time, in another place, I'm able to do this, right? Mm-hmm. That we're being held back because it's not the right time. I'm not in the right place. Right. And we hold back sometimes. Right. And that's kind of opposite this. It's like, don't have this. And then I'm still writing this and the next song comes on and it's called A Box of Regrets. About things that you wanted to do that you never did, or you did improperly, or you didn't take the effort. You know, right. You think the opportunity would come back around again, or just something. Mm-hmm.
Right? Kind of got that Sunday transit is asking you to do it. You know, right. Regardless if you don't think you have the perfect situation or the perfect scenario or all of the resources, you can find a way, and you can do it.
And don't put it in your box. Like people have boxes of possibilities.
Right. And we just keep them there.
So, you know, why have a box of regrets? Just don't have a box. Just get rid of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll keep that. I did that all month long. So I'll keep note of that. And maybe you'll get some new music out of it because this music now is on my favorites.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So let's move into Talisman Times. None finished. However, there is one special one upcoming on Monday, June 5th, and that is To Increase Good Spirit. This is a pre-sale. So the cool thing about pre-sales is if you purchase it before June 5th, this is as close as you can get to a personal talisman where you get to call and help out the colors, the style, as well as a little bit of the affirmation. So this one is To Increase Good Spirit. My values, hopes, and wishes expand as I engage in humanitarian efforts. We are all elevated.
So this is early in the morning, Monday, June 5th. So definitely I would need, if somebody is purchasing this. And again, this is a discounted because it's on Talisman of the Month.
And I was going to announce that after we discussed it, but yes, this is actually, we chose this one for the Talisman of the Month. So don't forget that this is now a discount and you also get a shipping credit that makes it free shipping.
Yeah. For priority mail. Yeah. And this is early in the morning on that Monday, June 5th. So, you know, if anyone is interested in this, there's a link in the notes. You can go to the website and find To Increase Good Spirit. And I really like this. This the moon here is sitting on the seventh house cusp. And anytime you can get a planet on one of the angles, and this is certainly one of the angles, is very strengthened. And the moon is making a beautiful trine within 2 degrees to Jupiter. And there's reception here. And Jupiter is in the 11th house with the North Node. And 11th house is about values, hopes, dreams, aspirations. 11th house is for others, society, the humankindship, right? Mm-hmm. And the moon is welcoming Jupiter into her elevation because Jupiter's in Taurus and the moon is exalted in Taurus. So as far as electional astrology goes, like bam, mwah, if you can get that to connect. So To Increase Good Spirit.
Yes, absolutely. So check out that Talisman of the Month. That link is in the description. And if you do have any questions, remember you can always email us, alex@intentionbeads.com. Let's move on to the horizon, where we just finished up the CWS June forecast, and the cheat sheet PDF is on the Patreon website. You're going to access that early when you have a Big Dipper or above trial or tier. Anyone that has the Little Dipper is actually going to be receiving the recorded forecast and the cheat sheet at the first of every month. So don't forget, sign up there, patreon.com/chattingwiththestars. Also, September 7th through the 14th, we are coming up. We are above 100 days until the start of the retreat. We are so excited. We've had a meet and greet with the attendees that are going to Margos Island with us, as well as the pre-retreat in Athens. We're so excited. We would love to share more information with you. I did just finish that retreat page. So go ahead and click the link in the description and check out the pictures of this amazing resort. It's a 5-star resort that we go to. So we would love to have you there.
Yep. We have a few places available. Yeah.
Yes.
Pick it up.
All right. And
take a leap of faith. Yes. Share with others.
So let's move into our house, where I am so excited to welcome in Gemini season. One, because I have a very special Gemini in my life. And also with Gemini season, this is a really wonderful time to monitor our thoughts, ease our mind of stress and anxieties, and just simply observe. So I have a passive meditation for you to help you become the observer of your stream of consciousness. So without further ado, here is the meditation.
We will now go into a passive meditation, one where we will simply observe our thoughts. And during this short meditation, I'd like you to sit up tall in a quiet place where you can be free from distractions. Let's begin. We start here in this seated position with our spine tall, and we'll start by relaxing our body in our surrounding space, taking deep, relaxed breaths. Here, we simply must allow our minds to wander, twist, or change, and relieve ourselves of control or manipulation, just observing our own mind. Imagine your stream of consciousness as a flowing forest stream in front of you, as you calmly and comfortably sit on its bank. You become aware of the thoughts and feelings that trickle through. Whatever the content, whatever the urgency, or however often they reappear, whether they are pleasant, tempting, stressful, or overwhelming, we may get carried away by any of the content or emotional charges. Just remember that they are passing through, and we need not solve them, entertain them, or stick with them. For the next few minutes, just let any and all thoughts come and go. Let sounds come and go. Sensations come and go. Not judging nor pursuing, just resting in an awareness of thinking, moment by moment, breath by breath, as we sit here by the stream. Thank you. When we learn to observe openly, rather than identifying closely with the content of our thoughts and feelings, we begin to see our stresses more impersonally as weather patterns, ripples, or waves on the surface of a vast and deep ocean of our minds. Thank you for joining me today for this Gemini meditation. I welcome you to sit here in this space if you need a few more moments, or if you're ready to continue on with your day. I'll see you back here at Astrology Meditation soon.
So everyone, thank you so much for listening into this episode of Astrological Intentions. Again, I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with Sandy Reavy. We are going to sign out and we will see you all next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Looking forward to seeing you again.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. That you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.